you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
I'm Tracy Thomas, host of One for the Books, a live literary event series from LAist. We are back with guests, author Amanda Montell, and actor Bella Lavelle. You can find us on May 15th at the Crawford Family Forum. Tickets at laist.com/events.
Happy Sunday, everyone. This is the weekend edition of the LA Report. I'm Josie Huang. I cover Asian American issues for KPCC and laist.com. It's that time again. Every 10 years, Los Angeles redraws city council districts to reflect new census numbers. This year, it's led to a campaign to move Koreatown into one district after years of it being split into four. Korean American leaders say they want better political representation. I'm Josie Huang. This is not a new demand. During redistricting hearings 10 years ago, Korean Americans showed up by the hundreds.
Good evening, commissioners.
Korean Americans are not the largest group of Koreatown residents. Latinos are. But the neighborhood, about 3 square miles in central LA with Wilshire Boulevard running through the middle, is where many Korean Americans work, shop, and worship. And when the maps drawn in 2011 kept Koreatown divided, people were outraged.
Are you not hearing our voices? Or is this process a sham?
We're not going to be the quiet group anymore that just hands out money without political representation.
Among those calling for a unified Koreatown then and now is Connie Chung Jo.
We saw the feeling within Koreatown and the stakeholders there and the bad taste the experience left in their mouth, that their voice doesn't really matter.
Joe said the redistricting process triggered memories of the 92 riots when Koreatown burned and was looted.
There was this feeling that Korean Americans have had since the riots that they were abandoned by their elected officials.
Today, Joe leads Asian Americans Advancing Justice LA. The civil rights group is helping map out a single council district for Koreatown through a coalition led by Korean American civic leaders.
Beverly to the north.
Steve Kang is one of them.
And the eastern boundary to be primarily Vermont.
Kang is with the Koreatown Youth and Community Center. He sees redistricting as key to getting neighborhood needs met. He says there's not enough parks or affordable housing. When constituents have a problem, he says, they're not sure where to turn for help. District 1, 4, 10, or 13. He says it's particularly confusing for immigrants.
In-language constituent services would be huge for that engagement, and also homeless services, beautification services.
Lack of representation came up in 2018 when then-council member Herb Wesson proposed building a homeless shelter in the part of Koreatown that fell in his district. Thousands protested. Kang maintains that it wasn't because people necessarily opposed the project, which got moved to neighboring Westlake.
Like, we didn't get a say in, like, how this would unfold, whether it's the timeline or the size or how it's going to be operated.
The protest did show the growing political engagement of Korean Americans. So did the election of two Korean Americans to city council in recent years. One of them, John Lee, is still serving. Members of the city redistricting panel have voiced support for a unified Koreatown, but the question is, where would it go? Kang says one idea is to group it with Thai Town and historic Filipino Town, which are both in Council District 13.
There is a chance that you unify some of the major Asian corridors in the city, then you would create sort of a pan-Asian district.
But putting Koreatown in one district means less space for other neighborhoods. Each of the council districts must have around the same number of people, roughly 260,000. The political ramifications of this concern Kirsten Albrecht. She's a lawyer from Lafayette Square, which is in Council District 10, another possible home for a unified Koreatown. District 10 has been represented by a Black council member since the 1960s.
By diluting the African-American vote within a particular district, it may be more challenging for an African-American politician to win.
Albrecht worries what that could mean for the city's pipeline of Black politicians.
Also, people may not participate in the process as much if they don't feel as if they are likely to have their perspectives heard and acted upon.
It's all part of a challenging puzzle that the city's redistricting commission has to piece together, and soon. It's approving maps next month, which will then be voted on by the city council. Thanks for listening to this weekend edition of the LA Report. Suzanne Watley and Nick Roman are back on Monday with the AM and PM weekday editions. Until then, be safe and have a great weekend. I'm Josie Huang.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.